Let's go on to Carol. Hi, Carol. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi. I'm legally blind from retinopathy of prematurity. I was given 100% baby oxygen as a preemie. I wanted to know, I'm losing functional vision in my only sighted eye, and it's getting harder and harder. Can't get high enough magnification to read, and everything's getting fainter. I wanted to know if I took... my doctor looked it up on your information on zinc 50 milligrams and selenium 200 micrograms two times a day. And I was wondering, I know that it's probably better to do the IV, but I'm not able to do that right now. I may be able to figure it out later. I'd have, it's a distance to have somebody take me. Of course, I don't drive and I'm single. How much copper should I take when I'm taking the 50 micrograms of zinc, and that was just once a day, and the selenium 50 milligrams of zinc, and then 200 of micrograms two times a day of selenium. I was wondering if I'm taking zinc, do I need to take copper with that?
Yes, ma'am, and always, always, always stay under, well under 100 milligrams a day. It's made, by the way, by one company called Nature's Life in a 30 milligrams of zinc and 2 milligrams of copper in the same capsule. And that way you've got it offset every time you take it, and that's a very good idea, and
well,
I don't work for that
company.
Well,
you have to tell me. I didn't get it that quick. I'm sorry. What kind? How much zinc should I copper should I take with that zinc? I already have the zinc. How much copper should I take with that?
The ratio, ma'am, the ratio is 15 to 1. 15 parts, 15 parts zinc, 1 part copper.
How much would that be?
Well, if it's 15 milligrams of zinc, it would be 1 milligram.
No, 50 milligrams of zinc a day.
Well, 15 to 1, and so we do the math here, and that turns out to be 3 milligrams of copper, approximately.
3 milligrams, and that's if you take 50...
Yes, ma'am.
50 milligrams of the zinc.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how much more effective would it be if I... Is the IVs... for macular degeneration, dry macular degeneration, does that work for somebody that has retinopathy of prematurity? If I've had retinal detachments, I have all this, you know, the damage to my blood vessels and the fibrosis and, you know, all the damage.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but probably not, because the reason that IVs work for the dry macular degeneration is that we happen to know what the cause of dry macular degeneration is, and it's not the same cause as what happened to you. So always,
the IV wouldn't work, but would the zinc and the copper and the selenium in tablet form possibly help my vision? I want to augment it. I don't want to go totally blind. I'm multiply disabled,
ma'am.
And I'm single, and I have to be able to function.
Right, ma'am. But we have Diane waiting, so I'm going to say one other thing here, and that is, why use selenium when Brazil nuts work better? There is positive research from Australia that shows that 4 Brazil nuts do a better job of getting selenium into the body than 200 micrograms of selenium, and they work better in the body. So I just eat myself 4 to 8 Brazil nuts a day, ma'am, and you'll get that selenium in the quantity you want, and it will do a better job than taking just a plain selenium supplement.
Okay, one other quick question. I've had a plantar wart that on my foot, a huge one, for over a year, and nothing seems to help it to resolve
it.
I've tried everything. Is there
let me tell you something that was researched at the Army Hospital down there in Tacoma, and it does work. You just get yourself a good old roll of duct tape, and you cut out a piece that more than covers that plantar wart, and you put it on, as these guys said, in the Army Hospital every 12 hours, and you got to do that for a couple of months, and what do you know? The plantar wart goes away. So there you are, ma'am.
I did it for about 8 months, and it didn't.
Didn't work. Okay. Well, that right now is the only thing I can tell you about. Thank you for calling. We best move on to Diane.